Hey, I'm coming to you from the OMC, not the beautiful part, but that's part of the plan today. If you're new to New Day, if you're just checking things out, then I sure would appreciate if when the message comes up that says I'm new to New Day, just hit like on there. It gives us a chance to know that you were here. There's no other way for us to know that you visited. We're not going to do anything weird with your information. It's just you hit like and we send you a quick message saying thank you for being here. And also, if you've never contributed financially, I mean, you can see we could probably use some drywall here. So, but you can always do that online, and there will be a link that comes up in the chat section for you to do that online. I would sure appreciate that. Shout out to some of the people who have done a lot of work on this building. This wall was taken out by Randy and by Russ, and there are people who are continuing to do that. I'm going to give you an opportunity later on to hit like on a message in the chat box if you want to get involved in the progress on this building. And the big question is, when are we going to be open for business, so to speak? And we don't have a firm answer on that. I'm thinking maybe early fall. We continue to make progress. We continue to move things forward. So thank you for your patience. In the meantime, we're doing this online presence. The vision, the mission, they continue to move forward. And what we're going to see today is that in situations like this, there are times to celebrate. There are things that we can say yay God to. There are steps being made along the way. And then there are things that we need to mourn, things that will never be the way they were. And there is a death to what has been familiar in the past. So the writer of Ecclesiastes says it this way in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, there is a time to tear down and a time to build up. We're seeing that right now, literally with this building. And there is a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve, and a time to dance. What we're going to see in scripture today as we look at the book of Ezra is some of what we're going through right now, where there is this time to grieve and a time to dance that are kind of happening simultaneously. And it's a little bit odd, but it's not unique. It's something that there is a history of. So Ezra is a book where the Israelites had been sent into exile and had been taken from their land. After being in exile for 70 years, away from Jerusalem, away from their temple, everything had been torn down. They were in a fortified city, and the walls had been broken down to rubble, and they had been taken off to a foreign place. After 70 years in this foreign place, the king started to allow some of them to come back to their homeland. So they started to come back and they started to settle. And Ezra is a priest who helps lead the process of rebuilding the temple. Even before the walls are built, they start with the temple. And we read in Ezra chapter 3, and if you've got your Bible and want to open it up to Ezra chapter 3, you can read along. It says, in early autumn, now that sounds like when I'm hoping that we're going to be able to get some things started. In early autumn, when the Israelites had settled in their towns, all the people assembled in Jerusalem with a unified purpose. Then Jeshua, son of Jehozadak, joined his fellow priests and Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, with his family in rebuilding the altar of the God of Israel. They wanted to sacrifice burnt offerings on it, as instructed in the law of Moses, the man of God. So even though they were afraid, they didn't have any wall around them to protect them, and they were afraid of the surrounding people, what they focused on first was worship. What they started with was, we need to put in place the processes for us to worship and praise God. What a great foundation. So they had some challenges, some fears to deal with, and they started with worship. If I was to guess, I would say that we should have enough of this building put together to begin some sort of worshiping together early fall, but it's not going to be like it was before the global pandemic. So there are some things that we have to look forward to, and then there are some things that are worth mourning, some things that will be lost. And in the meantime, we're gathering online like this, and we're making voluntary contributions to the effort through giving online. If we continue in verse 7, then the people hired masons and carpenters and bought cedar logs from the people of Tyre and Sidon, paying them with food, wine, and olive oil. The logs were brought down from the Lebanon mountains and floated along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea to Joppa, for King Cyrus had given permission for this. Now, this is interesting to me because, like what we're doing here, some of it we have to hire out. They had to hire some of this out. They were willing and they had some abilities, but they didn't have everything they needed. So they had to hire some. We just had somebody come out to start giving us an estimate on a parking lot. So that's the kind of thing that we've got to hire out. And they had to get permission from the king in order to do this. We've had to go through processes of getting our plans approved by the state, and then we've got to go through the process of taking those plans to the municipality to get the right permits in order to do what we're doing. There's a lot of this that feels familiar to me as we try to rebuild, as we try to reconstruct a place, a foundation, an office and ministry center, a place to gather for strength so that we can scatter for light. So, and then continuing in verse 8, the construction of the temple began in mid-spring during the second year. So they didn't start right away. They had some time and some delays. During the second year after they'd arrived in Jerusalem, the workforce was made up of everyone who had returned from exile, including Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, Jeshua, son of Jehozadak, and his fellow priests, and all the Levites. The Levites who were 20 years old or older were put in charge of rebuilding the Lord's temple. So people got involved. Now, if you are somebody who wants to get involved in some of the process of tearing things out, of breaking things down at this point, remember, there is a time to tear down. And if you want to be involved in that, there's in the chat area, you're going to see a message that says, contact me to help at the next demo day at the Office and Ministry Center. Hit like on that, and we'll get in contact with you and let you know when the next time is that people are going to be gathering to start tearing some things down and making progress. And if we jump to verse 10 and 11, when the builders completed the foundation of the Lord's temple, the priests put on their robes and took their places to blow their trumpets. And the Levites, descendants of Asaph, clashed their cymbals to praise the Lord. Anybody who has been part of an argument in churches about whether drums belong there, whether percussion belongs in church. I mean, it says right here that they did that in the temple early on before they ever had an organ. They were clashing cymbals. The Levites, descendants of Asaph, clashed their cymbals to praise the Lord, just as King David had prescribed. With praise and thanks, they sang this song to the Lord. His faithful love for Israel endures forever. And then all the people gave a great shout, praising the Lord, because the foundation of the Lord's temple had been laid. They're celebrating. As King Solomon said in Ecclesiastes, there's the time to tear down, there's a time to build up, a time to grieve, and a time to dance. And this was a time for them to dance. They were so excited about what was going on, but not everybody was celebrating. As we continue in verse 12, but many of the older priests, Levites, and other leaders who had seen the first temple wept aloud when they saw the new temple's foundation. The others, however, were shouting for joy. The joyful shouting and weeping mingled together in a loud noise that could be heard far in the distance. These older people who had been around to see the glory and the splendor of Solomon's temple. Solomon was a king like no other. He had almost unlimited resources to be able to put this together. And here they are, a remnant coming out of exile, just doing the best they can with the rubble that has been set before them. And so for the older people, they see this and it reminds them of the glory that was and that is not returning. They had to mourn that. They had to say, okay, this is going to be different. And we have to look at the past, what we were familiar with what we so appreciated and enjoyed. It is now dead and there is something new. God is doing something new, but we're going to grieve that old thing. And for people who weren't familiar with the old temple, all they saw was progress. Rubble had been turned into an organized foundation. They could see a future developing before them. So you've got this weird intermingling of mourning and of joy. And we're going through some of that as a church right now, as we have been in cozy seats. I just had somebody mention that to me this week. Oh, I'm going to miss those really comfortable theater seats. There are things that we're going to miss about the way things were. If you got involved in New Day Christian Church because you like the concert environment, well, this is not a concert environment. That's not what's going on. It reminds me of something that I've talked about before, and for some of you, this is going to be a reminder that in a church, there is a lower story and there's an upper story. And the lower story are the things that you see when you walk into a church, when you first get involved in the church. The lower story are the things like the place. Where are they meeting? What do you like about that? What's comfortable to you? What attracts you about the place where you're meeting? What about the programs? Do they have good kids programs? What about the music? What the different programmatic things? Does that resonate with you? And what about the people? Did you walk in and immediately feel like, wow, these are really nice people? I know some of them. I recognize some of them. I can see myself connecting with this community. And then there's also the personality. Of all the things, that's kind of what you're left with right now. The personality of the leadership, the personality of the teaching. Maybe you have been a part of New Day and you walked in and thought, wow, I really appreciate Pastor Aaron's teaching. So that's what's going to keep me coming back. Now, those are all lower story things. Those things all change. They're all negotiable. And what we want to do as a church is we want to move people from that lower story to the upper story. The upper story is the vision and the mission. What are we doing? Why are we doing it? Where are we going? We believe that God's vision for this community, let's step into the upper story for a moment. We believe that God's vision for this community is that it would operate more like heaven. What do I mean by that? I mean, in heaven, God's will is done. So there's perfect peace. There's balance. What the Hebrews called shalom. That's how it's said in scripture. This everything working by God's design. There's no greed or poverty, no hate or suffering. There's no war or oppression, no addiction or abuse. There's healing that goes on. Although earth is not going to operate exactly like heaven until Christ returns and sets all things right. He has given us the mission of bringing the kingdom of God, the authority of God into the world today, bringing glimpses of heaven. It's what Jesus prayed for. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're supposed to see earth look more like heaven. We're supposed to see evil and sin undone. That's the vision. That's why we're doing what we're doing, because there is a better existence that God has in store for us. There is a battle going on between heaven and hell, and earth is where it's happening, and we want to be part of advancing the kingdom. The mission is how we accomplish that vision. Jesus gave us the mission. How do we see God's kingdom come? He said, make disciples of all nations, all people groups, make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I've commanded. So we're to make disciples. A disciple is someone who follows the pattern of Jesus and the commands of Jesus in their life. A disciple is someone who does the will of God on earth as it is in heaven. So we're making disciples, teaching them to obey. And as we do that, we see the vision advance. They're continuously learning how to make their heart, their home, their community come under God's authority, where earth will look more like heaven. So we saw some of that with Backyard Missions, and I am so excited to share with you a video that our own Heidi Miller put together from pictures that were taken by a bunch of people who are on those projects. We're going to premiere the video right now, and then we're going to make it available as a separate video on Facebook so that you can see some of what was going on. So as we're still in the midst of this construction, as our place, our people, our programs, things have been so disrupted on the lower story, the upper story continues to advance. We continue to go into the community and to do our best to follow the commands of Jesus and make earth look more like heaven. So if you want to be involved in that, we're continuing it with a blood drive coming up in August, Thursday, August 20th from 2 to 6 o'clock. If you want to volunteer to be a helper at that, then you'll see that come up in the chat. Just hit like on that. Also, we're going to lead into that with 24 hours of prayer the weekend before that Thursday. And we'd love for you to take 1 hour of those 24 hours. Again, there's going to be something that comes up in the chat, and just hit like on that if you want to be someone who says, yeah, I will take one of those 24 hours, so that we have 24 hours of continuous prayer for this community. And then also, if you want contact about the next demo day here, if you want to be involved in moving things forward, hit like on some of those things as they come up in the chat. Now we're going to celebrate with music and video, like the people who saw the foundation and said, yes, God is doing something here. We are moving forward. They have said, this is a time to dance. And we're saying, this is a time to dance. Yes, we can mourn some of what we liked and what we miss about how things were in the past. Let's also celebrate what God is doing in our midst right now. So I know some of you couldn't participate because you had other responsibilities that God had given you, or you're sick, somebody who can't come out and do some of those jobs. And I'm not putting this video out there to make you guys feel bad for not being involved. You're all a part of the church, and you contribute by praying, you contribute by encouraging the people who could be out there with a shovel or a rake or a paintbrush. You contribute when you contribute financially and help us have the money in order to organize these things. So it's not just about the people in this video, it's about everyone in the church. We all want to celebrate what God has done. So thank you. Even as we pray for the progress on our building to move forward, let's celebrate what God is doing in our midst right now. We had over 30 people working on over a dozen projects in Backyard Missions this year. We went to some of the people who we had served in the past because COVID-19 had disrupted things so much. We thought that's going to be more streamlined to just have contact with those people. But then we also had new projects, new households that were added into that by God's grace and by His provision. So this is going to give you some idea of the projects that were worked on. That's what this video is about. Next week, we're going to premiere a video that has interviews about perspectives from the people who worked on the projects and what were some of the highlights, what were some of the impacts that they saw in that process. So enjoy this video, and God bless you. Thank you for being a part of the mission. Let's pray, and then we'll go right into the video. God, as we are like the Israelites in the time of Ezra, as we've got this mixture of grief and dancing, I pray, God, that you would make your vision clearer and clearer to us all, that like the Israelites who came together in a unified purpose, that we would come together with a unified vision, a unified direction, a place that you're taking us. God, make it clear to us, and may your kingdom come. May your will be done in our hearts, our households. May this community look more like heaven as we serve and obey you. In Jesus' name, amen.